local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
February 28, 2024. Happy Wednesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. Text line, if you want to chime in, weigh in on anything that we're talking about today, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line, 850-262-6111. A busy day here today. We'll get started right off with our top three stories. May have caught it in the Channel 3 update there, but Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, of course, will step down as GOP leader in November.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82. As Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose.
Well, the 82-year-old says he'll step down from the role after the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends January of 2027. He is the longest-serving Senate party leader in American history, as he's been elected to lead the Republican conference 9 times since 2006. With Michigan in the rearview mirror, Super Tuesday is the next date circled in the race for the White House. President Biden and Donald Trump both winning their primaries in Michigan easily last night. While Trump has essentially secured the GOP nomination, Nikki Haley is vowing to stay in the race, arguing both Trump and President Biden are unpopular among most Americans. Voters in 15 states will head to the polls on March 5th. And lawmakers are very close to striking a deal to fund the government and avoid a shutdown by the end of the week, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm hopeful that soon we will have an agreement for keeping the government open beyond Friday's deadline. We'll keep working very diligently today. And I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Parts of the government would shut down Friday night if Congress fails to act. A full shutdown would be possible by March 8th. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headline today, the judge presiding over the legal feud between Escambia County Commissioners and Clerk of Court Pam Childers is expected to have a ruling on the case within the next couple of weeks, according to the PNJ. Testimony wrapped up earlier than expected yesterday, and a motion by Childers' attorneys to dismiss the case was rejected. Much of yesterday's testimony was dominated by County Attorney Allison Rogers.
Between June 3rd and June 17th, there was an escalation of her unhappiness mostly with the rate at which the elected official class was getting what I would call premiums or contributions under the 401A plan. That was her primary beef.
The county sued after Childers started withholding the lucrative payments to retirement accounts belonging to Commissioner Stephen Berry, Robert Bender, and Lumen May. We'll get more local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather, starting with meteorologist Alan Strum.
Skies will be cloudy heading through tonight, and there's a little bit of a chance for some light rain to fall. It's going to be cooling down too. A little breezy as well overnight. Low temperatures will mainly be in the upper 40s heading into Thursday morning. Lots of clouds Thursday, but dry weather, and highs will be in the low 60s. There's a high rain chance on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. Overshot our forecasted high today by about 3 degrees or so. I think there was a little bit more sunshine than the meteorologists were predicting. Not that anybody's going to complain, but as he said, we do have a bit of a cool down overnight and tomorrow with highs in the low 60s on tap for Thursday. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Jeff?
Doing very good. Pretty emotional day for some as my daughter turned one.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations.
So, Yeah, very, very sweet there. She got a little bit of a cold, though, to celebrate. So that's
well, that's life.
That was not very fun.
It's a humbling experience. You got to teach them young, Joe. And if you won't, nature will.
That's what we do. Yeah.
All righty, looking at traffic here. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some accidents, or not accidents, but some backups in that area, rather. Luckily, no accidents. We also got a little bit of backups if you are traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway. A little bit also if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards U.S. Highway 98. Doesn't appear that there's any accidents in these areas, just evening traffic backing us up a bit. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach coming from Mary Esther. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up a good ways there as well.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at some more of our local headlines today, hearing from Mayor D.C. Reeves today. He joined Andrew on the Pensacola Morning News. One of the topics was the Blake Doyle Skate Park. It's been open, of course, since last May, and the city is now planning to take another look at their posted rules and hours of operation.
We wanted to get the cameras in before we made any move. You know, my frustration at the beginning was we had rules that we were posting of which we had no ability to enforce. And, you know, when you say it closes at sunset on the sign and you have lights that can light up Yankee Stadium, you know, we wonder why people are there after, 7 o'clock.
Mayor Reeves says a meeting is scheduled for next week where city leaders, Pensacola Police, and Parks and Rec will they'll all discuss issues that have come up at the park and revisit their posted rules. Reeves also says that one of the city's new Portland Loo restroom facilities will be placed at the park in the coming weeks. Also in Fairhope, down the road there, an elementary school is closed for the rest of the week after a reported virus outbreak, according to WKRG. Over 770 students were absent today from Fairhope West Elementary School. Officials from the Alabama Department of Public Health say it's due to a gastrointestinal outbreak. Most common symptoms have been nausea and vomiting. WKRG reports that just 201 students were on campus today of the nearly 1,000. They add that the school will be closed tomorrow and Friday as well. I wonder if they got a bad batch of pizza boats or something. I don't know.
Mm.
Also in local headlines, a Florida-based attorney says a former Escambia County employee likely committed an ethics violation in connection to text messages belonging to Commissioner Jeff Bergosh. A recommendation was issued last month by Elizabeth Miller from the Office of the Florida Attorney General, in which she reviewed an ethics complaint filed against Jonathan Owens by Commissioner Bergosh. Miller recommends the Florida Commission on Ethics find probable cause that Owens violated Florida statute in obtaining the text messages. The statute she cites states the individual, quote, must have been a public officer or employee, disclosed or used information not available to the public and gained by reason of official position, and, quote, information must have been disclosed or used with an intent to secure personal gain or benefit for themselves or another person of or business. The commission is expected to hold a hearing on that issue on March 8th. And returning for the 2024 season on Friday, the Pensacola Bay City Ferry Service. National Park Service confirms the ferry will be in operation over the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, transporting residents and tourists between downtown Pensacola, Fort Pickens, and Pensacola Beach. Service starts each day 9 a.m., and tickets start at $20 for youth 3 to 15, $24 for seniors, disabled, military, and college students, and $30 for adults. The tickets are good all day long. We'll take a break there. We've got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about new security measures at the skate park and whether it's been an issue, really, since we had some of the conversations at the grand opening. Also talked to him about the American Magic deal and why this is such a significant thing for Pensacola. And talked about the movies that the young up-and-coming cancel culture wokists really ought to watch because they would be offended and that'd be good for them. That was the frivolous topic. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm gonna fight 'em all. I'll save a nation.
Austin is a Wake Forest fan.
Right.
You hear this about 8 times a football game when the opposing team scores and kicks off back to your team, don't you?
I'm not sure how often Wake does it. I know that song is synonymous with getting you hyped for sports. I would say mainly college football more than any other. But yeah, there's not a lot to get hyped for if last season's any implication, unfortunately. Just about 4:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic here, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's pretty backed up. It's going to have you backed up basically to I-10 West. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway has some backups developing if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. We've got some backups developing there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we've got some issues in that area still. I think it's just typical evening traffic, though. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got issues over there as well.
Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for a little bit of light rain as we head through the overnight hours. Things will be cooling down. Low temperatures will fall into the upper 40s, and it's going to be a little breezy at times. As we head through the day Thursday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the low 60s. And jumping ahead, we've got a high rain chance. That's on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 426 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. The NTSB is investigating after a training flight with 3 people on board crashed into an unoccupied parked plane last night at Orlando Sanford International Airport.
The pilots of the single-engine aircraft landed short. There were 3 people on board that plane. They landed short, and they came in contact with another unoccupied parked single-engine aircraft on our runway.
All right, so the training flight caught fire after the collision, but the flames were quickly extinguished. The plane that was hit was sliced in half. The airport did get back to normal operations this morning.
And Governor DeSantis says that Citizens Insurance, the so-called property insurer of last resort, couldn't pay out all the claims if a major hurricane were to hit the state.
It is not solvent, and we can't have millions of people on that because if a storm hits, it's going to cause problems for the state.
Appearing on CNBC's Last Call, DeSantis says that recent changes to the law have lured more home insurers into the state, but more are needed. DeSantis believes the insurance market in the state is the most attractive it's been in 20 years.
A bill designed to provide access to health care in rural Florida communities is advancing. The full state Senate passed the measure unanimously that would create a new category of rural emergency hospitals. The facilities would be allowed to provide emergency and outpatient services that do not surpass an average stay of 24 hours. The state has nearly 24 rural hospitals at this point.
And people are going to pay more next year if they want to go to the happiest place on earth. Walt Disney World says it has increased its 2025 ticket prices. Single-day passes went up as much as $20, depending on the park and day. The cheapest time of the year to visit the theme parks are in late August and September. The cost of annual passes did not change. However, Universal Orlando also recently increased its prices, which matched Disney's latest adjustment.
Nothing says family fun like standing in lines in late August and early September.
That sounds miserable.
Lottery officials say a Mega Millions ticket sold in Florida was just one number away from having at least a share of the $563 million grand prize last night. The ticket matched the 5 white balls to win a second tier prize of $1 million, so I don't think they'll be crying too much.
Nah.
No one matched all 6 numbers, so the jackpot's up to $607 million. In national headlines, a massive wildfire in the Texas panhandle remains completely uncontained.
For them to actively respond in zero visibility conditions with those smoke conditions is a testament to what first responders in the panhandle can do.
And the Texas A&M Forest Service says it's now the second largest wildfire in the state's history. 24,000 jobs are being cut by the U.S. Army. A new Army document says the jobs are being cut as the Pentagon shifts away from the war against terrorism and instead focuses on countering Chinese and Russian forces. The funeral of Alexei Navalny will be Friday. He'll be buried in Moscow. The service will be open to the public. Mourners may want to, tread carefully if they attend, especially given the hundreds who were arrested last week simply for showing up to makeshift memorials after he died. Hunter Biden today, testifying behind closed doors, says his father was never involved in any of his business ventures. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of pushing innuendo, distortion, and sensationalism in their investigation while ignoring clear and convincing evidence the president did nothing wrong. And the Supreme Court appears to be torn over a challenge to the gun accessory bump stocks. They allow a semi-auto rifle to fire more quickly. A ban on the accessory was imposed by the Trump administration after the Las Vegas mass shooting. In oral arguments today, both liberal and conservative justices asked questions that indicate they believe it's possible an older law aimed to ban machine guns could also include bump stocks. 4:30 Fox News updates coming up. Sports news when we return.
I'm Tom Rigotti. A change in Republican leadership in the Senate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing today he'll step away in November.
There'll be a new custodian of this great institution next year. Won't surprise you to know I intend to turn this job over to a Republican majority leader.
The 82-year-old says he intends on serving out a Senate term through early January 2027. He's the longest-serving Senate leader in history, taking the GOP position in 2006. The deadline for Congress to avoid a partial government shutdown is approaching. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers may be on the cusp of a deal.
We continue to make very good progress on an agreement, and we are very close to getting it done.
We now have word from Capitol Hill that the House plans to vote tomorrow on a one-week continuing resolution. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Generally positive news out of Paramount Global after today's closing bell. The struggling Hollywood conglomerate reported a surprise profit for its fourth quarter, despite a 12% revenue decline, and said its Paramount Plus streaming service added more than 4 million subscribers in the period. Plus, it said it expected to deliver significant total company earnings growth in 2024. Paramount shares are up 1.2% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks fell slightly. The S&P 500 slipped 8 points, the Dow Industrials shed 23, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 87. Shares of Costco have done quite well of late. The warehouse club operator's stock, which edged fractionally higher today, is up 15% year-to-date and has soared 56% over the past 12 months, notching several all-time highs recently. A week from tomorrow, Costco reports quarterly results. U.S. oil futures fell slightly today. April crude dipped 33 cents. That's Your Money Now.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. I'll be surprised if Caleb Williams isn't drafted by the Bears. And if Caleb is, who should the Commanders take it to? I'll cast my vote for Jaden Daniels over Drake May. Daniels has elite speed, rushing for over 1,100 yards and tossing 40 touchdown passes this past season. Daniels accomplished more in college and has a higher pro ceiling than May, and that's why he should be the pick at two. I'm Zach Gelb.
CBS Sports Radio.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Beginning March 5th, Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida for the men's and women's championships. Book your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Session tickets are on sale now. The 2024 Sunbelt Basketball Championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 5th through the 11th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Expected some words to be played in that audio clip, but whatever. That's mellow. We try to keep it mellow here.
That's right.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10. Typical evening traffic, giving us some problems there. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still looking pretty backed up at the moment. We've got some minor issues here and there on Burgess Road, North Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, you know, pretty par for the course stuff there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we've got some pretty decent backups in that area, and maybe a little bit more as you're traveling further eastbound towards Tiger Point. And then coming the other way, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach, we've got some pretty severe backups in that area. And then lastly, Caroline Street, whether it be you're driving eastbound towards Glover Lane or traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some minor backups in those areas as well.
Skies will be cloudy heading through tonight, and there's a little bit of a chance for some light rain to fall. It's going to be cooling down, too. A little breezy as well overnight. Low temperatures will mainly be in the upper 40s heading into Thursday morning. Lots of clouds Thursday, but dry weather, and highs will be in the low 60s. There's a high rain chance on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 439 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, quick recap of today's top three stories. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he'll step down as GOP leader in November. He will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in January 2027. Super Tuesday next up in the race for the White House, with President Biden and Donald Trump both winning their primaries in Michigan yesterday. Trump has essentially secured the GOP nomination. Nikki Haley, though, is vowing to stay in the race. And lawmakers are reportedly very close to striking a deal to fund the government and avoid a shutdown by the end of the week. That, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today. What's happening in the world of sports today, Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Let's see. We got a lot going on in basketball. We'll start with men's basketball first. We got two doubleheaders tonight, both starting at 6 o'clock. Number 11, Auburn at number 4, Tennessee,
That'll be a good one.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And we've got another good SEC one as well right after. At number 14, Alabama at Ole Miss at 8. You can find both of those games on ESPN2. Then we got some Big East action, or at least, yeah, some ranked Big East action, that is. We got Providence at number 5, Marquette at 6 o'clock, and Seton Hall at number 12, Creighton at 8. That pair is going to be on FS1. Let's see. NBA, we've got an ESPN doubleheader. Pelicans at Pacers at 6:30, followed by Lakers at Clippers at 9 o'clock. And in the NHL, we've got the St. Louis Blues at Edmonton Oilers. You can catch that game at 7:30 on TNT. So while the games are a lot of basketball, a little bit of hockey, we've got a lot of headlines coming out of football today, both collegiate and pro. Starting with college football, the University of Kansas's new contract for football head coach Lance Leopold features a raise in his average salary to more than $7 million per year. That's per ESPN's Pete Thamel. The raise makes Leopold top three in the Big 12 conference in regards to average salary. And if you've been following the Jayhawks at all, you know why. He got him to a 9-4 record in what I believe was just his third season. And that's the program's best record since 2007. So he's really turning around the culture there. As for the NFL, the consensus top three quarterback prospects in the 2024 NFL draft are not planning to participate in throwing drills at the NFL scouting combine this week. The Athletic reports that USC's Caleb Williams, North Carolina's Drake May, and LSU's Jaden Daniels, who's the defending Heisman winner, have all decided to sit out this weekend's throwing drills in Indianapolis. Also, the NFL Competition Committee is pitching a kickoff rule change. Different options have been presented, including the XFL model, in which the kicking team lined up at the opponent's 35 and the return team lined up at the 30, with only the kicker and returner allowed to move until the ball is touched.
Yeah, I like that one.
Really?
I like that, yes. I think the NFL would be wise to enact that.
All right.
By the way, Austin, I was crying this morning.
Really? Why is that?
I was. You might think that it was just overcome with emotions about my daughter turning one.
All right.
But there was an ESPN article today.
Oh.
It was about Caleb Williams.
Yes.
By Pete Thamel, who did an interview with him. It is the first public comments that Caleb Williams has made in I don't know how many months.
I can't wait for this.
It says, quote, Williams deeply admires Michael Jordan and Walter Payton. Loves deep dish pizza and told ESPN he would be excited if the Chicago Bears take him number one overall.
Wow. You know, I'm surprised by that from him, because he's been kind of like a diva. We've heard a lot of headlines about him kind of being picky and kind of his agents making demands.
I don't think he hasn't been. I don't think he has been. I think there's been a lot made up.
Well, and hey, maybe so. Maybe I'm, you know, we've just got these rumor mills going and it's causing some slander to be tossed around. I don't know. I've heard a lot about him and I'm like, dude, come on. You know, because it's a matter of you need to prove yourself and you need to show some humility. NFL scouts look at that too. They don't just look at your athleticism.
He goes on to say, quote, I'm not pushing any agenda. At the end of the day, the Bears have the last say. Regardless of how I feel, I'm not pushing an agenda of, yeah, I want to go, or no, I don't want to go. I'm excited for whatever comes. He says, that's my goal of playing football. It's not money. It's not fame. It's to be immortal. I want to reach that sense of being a legend. Oof.
Wow.
Getting chills.
You know what?
Dump some water on me.
Yeah, okay. I know that you need to take a cold shower. But the thing is, when it comes to actually Caleb Williams, what he's saying, it is a matter of like, that is a good answer. And I think it's good that he's kind of being a bit more, assuming that the stuff we heard earlier was true, I think it's good that we are hearing, something that does sound more humble and comes off as like, hey, I'm just honored to be given this opportunity. And it doesn't sound like he's making demands.
Future Bears Super Bowl legend Hall of Fame quarterback Caleb Williams.
Okay, woo. Relax. Relax.
Right. 4:45 here at Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Getting another check of the roads and weather before health, business, and science notes.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, it's a bit more of the same that we covered in our last update. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit of backups at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. Gulf Beach Highway, man, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, you're basically going to be backed up to North Navy Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see here. Gulf Breeze Parkway giving us some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and going through Wind Haven Beach. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, evening traffic is going to give you some grief over there.
Skies will be cloudy heading through tonight, and there's a little bit of a chance for some light rain to fall. It's going to be cooling down, too. A little breezy as well overnight. Low temperatures will mainly be in the upper 40s heading into Thursday morning. Lots of clouds Thursday, but dry weather, and highs will be in the low 60s. There's a high rain chance on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:45 here at Pensacola right now. Health, business, and science notes today. The FAA is giving Boeing 90 days to fix its quality and safety issues. Administrator Mike Whitaker and Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun reportedly had a day-long meeting yesterday about the deadline. An FAA commissioned investigation that took a year found a disconnect between the company's executives and employees on safety and added that workers worry about reassignment or restricted career growth for reporting safety issues. So this investigation took over a year, so this didn't even include the most recent issues with the bolts in the doors. So not great.
A lot to discuss for sure. Yeah. Joe, have you ever invested in Bitcoin?
I have, yes.
Really?
Yeah. So I was in... And this was a few years ago. This was when Bitcoin was somewhat cheap, but somebody at my church has been pretty big in it since, I wouldn't say the very start, but he got in it very early.
Before it was cool.
And he was able to make it quite a good bit of money.
Wow.
About 6-7 years ago, I was in a fantasy football league where the entry fee was like 0.25 Bitcoin, which at the time was like, I don't know, $75-$100 a person.
Wow.
By the time the playoffs roll around, it was a pretty good bit of money. And I ended up winning the league before the championship game. I actually reached out to the it was a lot of money for me. And I reached out to the guy I was playing, who happened to be the guy that started the league. I said, "Hey, would you be interested in doing like a," because it was winner take all. But yeah. I said, like, "Would you be interested in doing like a 70-30 split of like whoever wins?" And he said, "Yeah, that's fine." I ended up winning, and I got enough money to pay for our honeymoon.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Now, I don't currently invest in Bitcoin, but, you know, I had fun for the little bit that I did. It was way too... stressful for me because I would just get into different altcoins as well, and I would just watch it go up and down. It's why I don't do individual stocks. I just do mutual funds, and
well,
I just put away every couple of weeks or whatever and just don't worry about it.
Well, what got me asking you that question is Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry for that.
Oh, no, you're good. It's very insightful because Bitcoin is over $60,000 for the first time since November of 21. The world's largest cryptocurrency's current record is close to $67,000. The rise is a big reversal from how it began last year, below $20,000. Economists expected more of a recession for the cryptocurrency. So unless you're Joe in fantasy football unless you're getting Bitcoin right now, we don't have many opportunities to make big.
Yeah. I thought, I think it was a couple years ago, it was around like $4,000 for one Bitcoin, and I thought about maybe buying as much as I could, but I didn't. No regrets, though. Let's see. Over 338,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees are being recalled because of a steering wheel issue. Chrysler says the issue could cause the steering wheel to fall outward and make drivers lose control. Yeah, it sounds like a problem. The recall includes 2021 to 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L, and then 2022-23 Jeep Grand Cherokee vehicles. So, yeah, if you got one of those, might want to get that steering wheel checked out there.
Absolutely.
Some pop culture notes here. Prince Harry plans to challenge a high court ruling over his right to automatic police protection while he's in the UK. Today, a judge ruled that the UK government had the right to strip Harry of taxpayer-funded police protection. Harry had received the protection provided by the state before stepping back from his royal duties in 2020.
And music icons Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan will hit the road together this summer. Nelson is bringing Dylan along as a headliner on his annual Outlaw Music Festival tour. The trek will kick off June 21st in Alpharetta, Georgia, and make more than two dozen stops in cities like Virginia Beach, Los Angeles, and St. Louis before wrapping up on September 17th in Buffalo.
And the movie industry is counting on Dune to get people back into the theaters. It's been kind of a dry season. I believe that it's been several months. It may have even been October, the last with Barbenheimer and Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
The last time that opening weekend movies had gotten at least $50 million. I think that's the last time it happened. Dune Part 2 is looking to jumpstart the box office, expected to bring in $170 million worldwide in its first weekend, $80 million domestically. So theaters, you know, around here locally definitely need that. So wish them well. But I have no interest in seeing Dune.
I saw like part of the first one. I couldn't get interested in it, but who knows? Maybe we're just out of style.
I guess so. 450, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one of Pensacola right now.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9 at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash for qualifying credit. Must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We don't have confirmation of an accident report, but it looks like it could be one if you're traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue, basically towards the Mobile Highway area there. On your way in that direction, we've got a lot of backups developing and a little bit going the other way as well. So it looks like there may be an accident there, but we will keep an eye on it and let you know any updates we get. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, got backups in that area. Pretty par for the course. It's going to have you backed up to I-10. Not only that, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some issues over there still. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's going to have you backed up all the way to North Navy Boulevard. Still heavy evening congestion there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, still has some minor issues. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther, and a little bit more going through Windhaven Beach. We've got a lot of evening traffic in those areas. And Caroline Street's got a few rough spots as well. Basically, if you're traveling eastbound or westbound trying to get into downtown Milton, whether you be coming from Dogwood Drive or coming over Blackwater River, you're going to have some backups there. And if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there as well.
All right, we're at 77 degrees right now. Do have a bit of a cool down tonight. 48, mostly cloudy skies, and cloud cover will continue for the most part Thursday, and cooler temperature, 63 for a high tomorrow, and Thursday night, 40% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, and a low of 55. Taking a look at some wacky stories, a high-profile Chiefs fan is admitting to a scheme that allowed him to buy high-priced tickets year after year. Xavier Babadar, a.k.a. Chiefsaholic, gained notoriety for wearing a gray wolf suit to Chiefs games. He admitted today to stealing more than $800,000 in 11 bank robberies across 7 states and laundering the proceeds through local casinos. If you think that's something, get a load of his attorney after today's hearing.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing, and Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done. Now, if I know anything about Xavier, and if the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic, we know that he doesn't give up. We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground.
Okay, you're done.
What?
So you missed the opening part because you had a caller.
Yes.
On the traffic line. So let me just play back the opening few seconds here. This was his attorney after the guy admitted to stealing $800,000 in 11 bank robberies.
Right.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing, and Xavier's pocket was collapsing.
Oh, my Lord.
But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure.
Okay.
He took responsibility for his act.
Yeah.
Imagine taking all that money and that's still the best guy you can afford. That's crazy. What a loser.
Yeah.
There was something called Willy's Chocolate Experience that was supposed to happen in Scotland last weekend. It cost $45 per person, and it was advertised as an immersive walkthrough experience that made you feel like you were in Willy Wonka's factory. The images they used to promote it looked lush with lighting and design, like something you'd see at Disney. But those were apparently just AI when parents and children actually arrived. It was a mostly empty warehouse with a few props sitting around that looked like stuff from parade floats. The experience was less than 10 minutes long and didn't feature any candy, let alone any decor or immersive interaction. One person gave this review. Quote, underwhelming was an understatement. Embarrassing doesn't even cut it. I paid for Willy Wonka and got Billy Bonkers. End quote. Some people didn't even get that. Apparently, there was so much backlash that the organizers pulled the plug on the whole thing, and the police were called. My goodness. Well, false advertising.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
What happens.
Looking at some good news, a new way to find a missing pet is to hire a drone operator to go look for them. A reporter recently talked to a guy in New York who volunteers for a pet rescue group. His $8,000 drone has a thermal cam that picks up body heat.
It's a DJI Mavic 3T, the T standing for thermal. So without the thermal, you're just looking at the regular picture. The thermal's picking up body heat. Pretty much what I do it for. It was out for about 48 hours. Very few sightings. There was just one sighting right after it got out, and then the following day, I was able to find it about 3/4 of a mile away.
Yeah. So he's found around 40 missing dogs in the past year. So it's paying off. So
absolutely,
that's some good stuff there. All right, Texter, just letting us know, accident on Michigan at the Spyglass Circle intersection. It's affecting traffic in both directions.
So that's what the caller mentioned.
Okay, so wanted to get that in there before we send it over to Channel 3 News at 5 o'clock. Back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.